Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 5 a.m. on Mondays on WRCT Pittsburgh. The stormy weather, a mercurial mix from tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop, every Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. on WRCT. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time here on WRCT. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. Thanks for tuning in. Getting into our final minute here, we got Bridget May Power in the background. Have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves. We'll be right back.
drugstore at least 100 times or more. He said, checkout time is 10 a.m. And now just what it means. Go on up the stairs with your sweet little wishes, your pretty blue dreams. And it's raining and it's pouring. Hollywood's just fine. Swindle little girl out of her dreams. Another letter in a sign. Never trust a scarecrow when she's after dark. Be careful of that old bow tie he wears. It takes a sweet little bullet from a pretty blue gun to put those scarlet ribbons in your hair.
I love that tune. Crazy Baby. Love Me Like Crazy Baby. That is Doc Starkus. Amazing Doc Starkus. And before that, Tom Waits. Sweet Little Bullet from a Pretty Blue Gun. Yes, you've guessed it. Gun Crazy. This is the third installment of Gun Crazy. The first installment of Gun Crazy was only 1.5 hour long. The fire alarm went off. Someone must have yelled fire. And they were talking about not a gun, but actually a fire emergency within this building. So I had to evacuate myself. And the interesting thing was, everybody thought that was the greatest show I've ever had because it was automation. Go figs. And then last week continued with songs all about insanity and firearms. Gun crazy. The whole place is gun crazy. It's gone crazy. It's gun crazy. And so it's all songs alternating between guns, ammunition, guns, and crazy cuckoo, psycho cuckoo crazy. Yeah. Sambo right here. How are you subhumans doing today? Ah, what a nice gloomy day. Get that little taste of Ottoman. And I tell you what, man, that was a pretty impressive summer we're having. You know, we destroyed the lantern bugs. This is great. Good going, everybody. We got the dodo birds, indigenous cultures, and now the lantern bugs. So we're not bothered with that. And had a nice drought. Nice drought. So not mowing the lawn every other week. So a bunch of all right, bunch of all right. Heading into the fall and heading into tomorrow, maybe you can go to the Lawrenceville Art Crawl. It's happening tomorrow, starting around 2 o'clock. And that is in all through Lawrenceville. It's all free, all bands. It all depends on the weather. Polkamaniacs are supposed to be playing on 44th Street at 2 o'clock. If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. If it rains, boom, we no do. All right? Other than that, that's about it, man. Just kind of propping my toe bones up and enjoying the taint of summer. That's right. It taint the beginning and it taint the end. So there you be with that. Oh, yeah. Want some more music? Yeah, come on, man. Let's play some more music. Let's have some music. Don't take your guns to town. Hopetown Lewis. Zombo right here. Gun Crazy Show. RCT.
Take your We'll be right back. canary fry some fish, mama, 'cause I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, mama, that you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head is killing me. I saw my ex again last night, mama, down at the dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Mama, pour me a cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Please don't let them lock me up. Don't hand me Johnny's pop, mama, 'cause I might squeeze him too tight. I'm having crazy dreams again, mama, so let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands around his throat, mama, wishing both of us were dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Well, I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Please don't let them lock me up. You know that little girl next door, mama, I believe her name is Betty Clark. Don't tell me that she's dead, 'cause I just saw her in the park. We were sitting on a bench, mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, mama, and then my mind just walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? I didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, mama? Let's get up.
Ah, nice version of that tune. Rudy Petrudy. And what band was he with on that one? He's with a bunch of different bands. Just Rudy Petrudy. He was with, he started out the band called the Fuzz Tones, and then he got into like more garage rock. Speaking of garage, Joe's Garage. Pull up in and park in the Joe's Garage. It's Monday nights, 7 p.m. I'm not going to miss a good segue when I can get one. Shift in the gears as they dust off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, polish the CDs, playing the best of some forgotten tracks from legendary artists, new releases from rising stars, from punk to funk, reggae to rock. Get your motor running. Joe's Garage, Monday night, 7 p.m. That almost sounds like that worth listening to. What am I doing on Monday, 7 p.m.? Oh, yeah, taking my late afternoon nap. Sorry, can't listen. The Mr. Pac-Man Show, the David Pac-Man Show, started as community radio, and then they went out to go to the heights of all kinds of stuff. It's a very nice show. All about American politics and society, and it airs right here on RCT 7 to 8 every Monday through Friday. That's that with that. All right, how you guys doing? You doing all right? How about some Rita's Ice? Oh, yeah. Rita's Ice. Now I'm going to go down that road with the ice thing, okay? Rita offers a wide variety of treats that are Italian ice. Made daily, fresh, with real fruit. See, opposed to, they used to make it with wax fruit. People were like, I don't know, this tastes a little waxy. Harkens back to the days of Nickel Nip, which was the weird colored sort, green and yellow, like it was like Kool-Aid poured into wax bottles. Yeah, and you would eat those. Wow. Yeah, then we wonder why you get cancer. What are these kids doing? Oh, I don't know. Is this like some kind of chemical sludge that's in a wax bottle that you chew? You're chewing wax. That was a treat back then. Chewing back in the day, chewing wax was a treat. You put the wax lips on, and you chew the wax. I tell you what, man, that was like the chewing tobacco of our day, chewing wax. I said, you get a candle from home, dangle it outside your mouth like a stogie, and you were like the hip kid. That's right. You'd be chewing that wax all day long. And like your poop comes out laminated. Rita's has several locations throughout the city, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue in Pittsburgh. For more information, just go there. Just go there for crying out loud. And you go to a website or anything like that. Just go and get your ice and be thankful you're not chewing wax. What else did we hear? We heard Loco, Crazy, Mad. And I don't know who did it. That was an old song. In front of that, we heard Portishead doing Machine Gun. Man, that album's like 30 years old. Can you believe Machine Gun? That song is 30 years old. And we also heard Hope and Lewis started the set off with Don't Take Your Guns to Town. Nice reggae version of a Johnny Cash tune. That's right. So there you guys go. It's Gun Crazy. Gun Crazy. And you always can tell who's kind of got the guns and the crazy. And that's the guys that fly. And I don't understand this flag. The Don't Tread on Me yellow flag. It has a snake. It says, don't tread on me. You know you're dealing with an a-hole when you see that flag. But that flag actually means, like, get your boot off of me. Don't step on me. And these are guys that have, like, a safe full of guns. Nobody's taking their rights away. Nobody's even looking at them. They want to instill fear people by walking down the street packing heat. Sounds like a song, walking down the street packing heat. I should get that to Marty Robinson's ghost and see what happens. How about that? Yeah, so the people that should have those are minorities. Minorities should fly those flags. Get your boot off of my back. That's what that flag really, that's what that really stands for. That don't tread on me. That's for like poor people. That's for like people who are trodden down by the man. The man's got their boot on their neck. Not some, you know, dude that lives in Shaler with a safe full of guns and, you know, a 9-to-5 job and some kids. You know, who's treading on that dude? I'm paying too much taxes. Well, you know what? You got to pay your taxes. Death taxes. You got to do it. Someone's got to pay for this mess. Somebody's got to pay for this mess. And it's not a bad mess. I like this mess. I'm kind of a mess kind of guy. I'm pro-mess. I'm pro-mess. And I make you this promise that I will continue my show with Guns and Crazy. I will not be on the next 2 weeks. Next week, it is that time again where I will be hosting the Steel City Comic Con. This time, I get to interview Weird Al and Martin Sheen, Priscilla Presley, Thomas Lennon from Reno 911. That's a dilly. Billy West, the voice of Ren and Stimpy. That's like, and a bunch of other stuff. His imitation of Larry Fine is so good, and just a bunch of other folks. So it should be a dilly. So I got that coming up next week, and then the following week going on vacation. So we're going to wind down Guns and Crazy today, and then we're going to move on to something beyond and kind of out there. So this, speaking of out there, this is just a mind-blowing thing I found out yesterday. And that is, you know, you think everything's made out of atoms. Everything's made out of atoms. It's all, you know, the whole universe is not made out of atoms, which I thought was fascinating. A very small section of it, like the planets, the stars, all of that are atoms. All the other stuff, as they said, is like dark matter, negative matter, black energy, black holes, dark energy. That's right, dark energy. Man, that's scary. We're surrounded by all this dark, crazy energy. The whole universe is just like this big, weird void of nothing. That's mind-blowing, man. Because I always thought it was like, oh, a bunch of atoms out there. Yeah, a bunch of atoms. But yeah, and they actually say the higher level atoms, like the higher ones, like the, I don't know about carbon, but I know like the uraniums and the kind of stuff that the, and the magnesiums and all the higher ones, that's like 0.02% of the universe are those elements. They're really rare, which I think is fascinating. Just all this dark energy, dark matter is mind-blowing, man, because I thought it was a bunch of atoms floating around like, hey, part of the atoms, we're part of the universe. No, it's this big, dark, scary thing that envelops us in an abyss. How about that? How's that for a happy, cheery thought for today? And that usurps us. Eh, whatevs. So needless to say, I was just kind of fascinated by that little bit of science. But other than that, you want to get back into some guns and crazy? Take it back home. Let's get out of this whole universe thing and let's take it down to a nice safe place right here on Earth with insanity and firearms. Who needs dark matter and dark energy? We've got crazy and we've got guns. I love your gun, Devo, Zombo in your brain, RCT.
He's a stone dead blues man. He's a top Romo star. He's a stone dead blues man. He's a top Romo star. Black wand, white magic, nitroglycerine. He's earned the right to be known as machine. Gonna be the voodoo up, Romo down, machine. Gonna be the hanging ten with a hurricane sound. Machine.
that hard rock on Imelda May. What a nifty tune. Psycho by Imelda May. Before that, we heard Prefab Sprout from a really nifty album from 1990 called Jordan the Comeback. That was Machine Gun the Beasta. And before that, we heard the Wall of Voodoo, actually, with Andy Preboy after Stan Ridgway. That was the live version of Far Side the Crazy. And I Love Your Gun, Devo. So we had some nice little throwback. Everything's a throwback, man. Oh, everything you play is old. You can't play new music because new music hasn't been invented yet. It's all old music. Even stuff that was released yesterday, that's considered old music. But you know what? Every now and then, I get requests that hit it out of the park, and I just kind of shift gears altogether and go, wow, that's a great tune. And I got two really awesome requests. First one's from Kelvin. And he wanted Bullets, Bombs, and Bigotry by KMFDM. So we're going to do that. And Bugs and Bun wanted Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Two real dillies. Here you go. Firing at ya.
Ah! would you do it? She raised her head, smiled, and said, I did it for Johnny.
Johnny? Well, like, who's Johnny? Answer me, Debbie, who's Johnny? Does anybody here know Johnny? Are you Johnny? There was one guy named Johnny, but he was a total geek. He always had food in his braces. Answer me, Debbie, who's Johnny? Oh, God, this is like that movie, Citizen Kane, you know, where you later find out Rosebud was a sled, but we'll never know who Johnny was, because, like, she's dead.
See, that's how you do it. You get them good requests and you play them. That is Julie Brown. I don't think that's the same as... I think Downtown Julie Brown was a different one. Different girl, right? Downtown Julie Brown? Yeah, I think she was. It is to say that also kind of like a sample from... let me get this right again. I always mess this up. KMFDM. And a lot of people think that means certain things like anti-Depeche Mode. But actually, FDM means kein Mindrecht für die Mitleid. Kind of butchered that, but so what? I butchered everything. But that means, translated from the German, is no pity for the majority. So there you go with that. Now the secret has been out. Now you can just say, who are you going to see? Oh, I'm going to see no pity for the majority. Just doesn't have the same nastiness as kill... Yeah, Depeche Mode. So, hey, how are you guys doing? Oh, see, fabulous. Buns and Buggy, Ben Bugs, requested Downtown, Julie Brown, not Downtown Julie Brown. This is Uptown Julie Brown, doing Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun. Before that, I'll never get that right. All right. KMFDM. There, I got it right. They're coming to town pretty soon, too, or they're going to be in the area pretty soon. Hey, you ride a bicycle? That's nice. Okay, let's get back to the, that was my PSA. You ride the bicycle? Good. Good on you. Good on you. But you know, if you want safer streets, respect for motorists, get a big bike and put a bumper on the front of it. That's right, a car bumper would be, ask bumper bike guy. I don't even seen bumper bike guy, but that was a great idea. You take the bumper off an old car and you mount it on the handlebars of your bike. So this way you take up a lane of traffic like a car. Brilliant idea. Bike Pittsburgh, though, they're so behind. They're not into the whole bumper bike thing. But they're a nonprofit organization, and they offer improving conditions on the streets and all the other stuff. It's bicycle-friendly city, y'all. And talk about Pittsburgh's bike programs, bike-pgh.org. I don't even know if there's any more brochures at your local bike shop. There's always, like, brochures for something like, oh, that's something I'll never do. Oh, what do you know? Visit Rock City. That's something I'll never do. Yeah, something like that. Oh, guns and insanity today. So that was a double shot of guns, man. Double shot. And let's see what else is going on. Nothing. You know it's an interesting thing. There's a little segue. This always bothers me. When you call somebody on the phone and they don't hang up and you can hear them and you just kind of wait for them to, say something. You know, like, oh, man, I can't believe that guy. Can you believe that guy? I can't believe this guy just got down and talked to you on the phone. What a jerk. You know, they didn't hang the phone up. I always like listening. I never hear anything like that. But one of these days, I should do something like that. You know, when somebody doesn't hang up, I just start rambling like, and then, yeah, whatever. But I just think, you always listen in. It's great. It's like some secret spy thing. Like, hey, this person didn't hang up their phone. I'm going to listen a while. See, you never get any juicy tidbits. They're probably like, what they do is when they don't hang up, you hear them, they start singing songs to their cat. They do that. You'll hear that in the background. We hear some like weird ramblings, you know, somehow they, forgot to do something, you know, that kind of thing. You don't hear anything, or they sing some horrible song. They start singing some horrible song that's going through their head and they got the lyrics all wrong. You know, they're singing a song. Hey, wait, that's not how it goes. Hey, my mom used to do that. This is hilarious. My mom would sing Beatles songs, all right? And she was a very interesting person. She'd hear them on the radio. You know, we had them at home, but she just listened to the radio. So she would make up her own words for these Beatles songs, which is strange. I might tell you some of the lyrics later because they're insane. They're not even song parodies. It's like some weird babbling that makes no sense, made no sense to only her, but that was kind of funny. Yeah. There should have been a come out with Beatles songs. That and Rolling Stone songs. Oh, man. All the lyrics completely insane. You know, whatever. Needless to say, Guns, crazy. It's a psychobilly freakout, RCP Pickbuck.